This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we saw that Jesus was one who understood the time for him to fulfill his mission. He wants us to understand the times we live in and strategically plan what we should be doing and when. Then we began to consider the importance of knowing who we are and what we've been called to do. If we don't, we can be sidetracked by what others think. Jesus said to his disciples in John 13:13, "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am." Knowing who he was made it possible for him to humble himself and function in the role of servant as he washed his disciples' feet. He felt no less of himself as he did this. He was their teacher and Lord. That didn't change. In lowly service, he demonstrated by example the power of servant leadership. If we don't know who we are and what God has gifted and called us to be and do, we might look at certain actions as demeaning. In reality, those humble actions enhance the quality of who we are. They demonstrate that we don't have to protect our image. We are more than our position or title, and we are more than what we do. This awareness gives us confidence to do what needs doing without worrying about what others might think. There is power in servant leadership. Jesus knew that and challenged his disciples to follow his example. Another quality of leadership is to know what lies in the future. It enables you to think and plan ahead of those you lead. Many live in the now, unthoughtful of what the future holds. Leaders anticipate the future, as Jesus did.